Hello everybody, so welcome back to my channel, and this is about the comments by a DUP politician. Was it Gavin Robinson? Said that the Irish tricolour ought not to be displayed in relation to St Patrick's Day. So Paddy's Day is coming up very soon. All the people celebrate this weekend, really. The nearest weekend to is the 17th of March, celebrating the day of his death, I think. We don't know his birthday, not that we're happy he died, but that's any exact date associated with the saint of our isle. The Irish tricolour, in case you don't know, green, white and orange. Or if you're very nationalist, you can't bear the fact this orange, want to call it saffron. But that's partly because in songs it doesn't rhyme with anything. There's no word in English rhymes with orange. That's why often in nationalist ballads it's green, white and gold. I don't agree with the politician. Now, I've owned tricolours before. I've displayed them. I'd happily do so again. I've no objection to people flying any flag anywhere, including the Irish tricolour in Northern Ireland, in England, and so forth. People flying the Union flag in Republic of Ireland, any other country, any national flag. You know, for example, I revile the Putin regime, but I'm not against the Russian flag because I'm not anti-Russian or against any nationality. I know that the Irish tricolour, most people just call it the Irish flag, is the colours which are most commonly associated with Ireland all over the world, but obviously with nationalism as well. And most Irish people are nationalist. I mean, I'm not. So I disagree with nationalism, but like, it's not completely wrong. There is an element of good sense to it. And obviously, some unionists were bad, some loyalists were terrible, and so forth. And some English people were wicked to us and all the rest of it. There are other more inclusive symbols. In Raga, we've got it right, that sort of four provinces flag. I prefer that one. Or indeed, you know, the harp on St. Patrick's blue, been associated with Ireland since the late 16th century, St. Patrick's blue, and the harp certainly since the 13th century. And national flags didn't really exist before that, or national emblems. The cross, St. Patrick, we know since the 1790s, but maybe the Fitzgerald since maybe the 13th century. They later raised to be sort of Duke of Leinster. Oh, but they were an Anglo-Norman family. Okay, loads of people came from other countries. Almost all of us in Ireland have ancestors came from like Denmark or Germany or Norway or Wales, Scotland, England, France, and so on. So it doesn't mean they didn't become Irish through absorption and residence and indeed into marriage. So I don't like this sort of ethnic purity or people trying to police cultural purity to say we have to get rid of any memes we've absorbed from other countries is so xenophobic and judgmental. But there are other better flags we can display. But yeah, I'm not against a tricolour myself, and I'd happily display it again. So, you know, celebrate Irishness with your nationalists or unionists or not. But, you know, it's difficult to get a flag or one of the other ones, like, you know, St. Patrick's cross. Most people don't even know what it is. It's quite like similar to the flag of Jersey. I remember seeing that flag flying above whatever London County Hall, thinking, oh, a Kingdom of Ireland flag. But I realised on close inspection, it's the flag of Jersey. Yeah. The bailiwick of Jersey, not on the state of New Jersey. And where on earth would you get that St. Patrick's cross on the blue background? That's the flag of the presidency, or, you know, the government rather than the people. But they would display the tricolour as well. So what do you think? How will you be celebrating Paddy's Day? St. Patrick, the most famous Welshman, possibly Englishman, Scot, to come to Ireland. Of course, Wales as such didn't exist, neither did England, neither did Scotland. These came later. Ireland were reified sooner, partly because of the geographical definition was crystal clear, the sea. But there was, you know, the other countries, if you will, the British Isles, didn't achieve quiddity till much later. Right, thanks for watching my channel. Admire articulation. We're close to our British neighbours. Well, first of all, we are British in the Republic of Ireland. Not legally, not most of us. About 10% of people in the Republic of Ireland are British citizens. But yeah, the commonalities are striking. It's the narcissism of a small difference to take the few dissimilarities and overemphasize those. It's a terrible distortion of history and so forth. So, you know, we in Ireland, we're Welsh, we're Scots, we're English, just like the Welsh, Scots and English are partly Irish in many cases. So we're so melded together. And then obviously we have the new Irish, as in, Nigerian Irish, Chinese Irish, Brazilian Irish. I accept them too. But you have such similar groups moving to Great Britain. So I'm a civic nationalist, not an ethno-nationalist. Let that be triply underlined. But I recognize that heredity exists. Ethnicity is something, it's not everything, which is also why I have some fellow feeling for the people of Irish stock in, New Zealand or Jamaica or wherever it might be, Canada and so forth. Anyway, thanks for watching my channel. Paul Fitzpatrick, did you like that about, about your ancestors? You're related to the Duke of Leinster. And make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate to PayPal, georgecallan7@gmail.com. Goodbye.